Coffee and Cream with Rogers and Benning on Hale Varsity Radio.
Welcome back. It is Coffee and Cream with my main man, Andrew Rogers. I always want to say at Andrew Rogers TV, but it's not just that. He's like a real person. He's sitting next to me. He's just Andrew Rogers, live from the H&H Chevrolet studio. Listen, this is me, and I believe this near and dear. Right? Workers' comp. Confused about options? You know, you need a workers' comp claim. Put your trust in a team at Dyer Law to help ensure that your rights are protected and you get the settlement you deserve. That's a big deal, right? I've got a really, really good friend that's what he does for the state in Colorado, and workers' comp is a real thing. Call the team at Dyer Law at 402-393-7529 or visit dyer.law to chat with trusted professionals about your workers' compensation claim. That's dyer.law.
Great work there, DB. Appreciate you bringing us back there. And now let's bring in Kevin Suits, who's on the line. Kevin is the sports director at 1011 in Lincoln. Kevin, good morning.
Good morning, boys.
I love his energy.
Do you watch his social media account? He never complains. Dude just stays glass half full.
Well, I'm glad I filter pretty well then.
Kevin, I made the assumption with Sam, and I don't want to make it with you, but I think I'm right when I say it. You're going to Pro Day, correct?
Yeah, we're going to be there here in a short little bit.
And what are your expectations? What are you envisioning Pro Day to look like this year?
Well, from what I understand, it doesn't sound like a ton of guys are going to be working out today.
Yeah.
My expectations are fairly low. I don't think there's going to be a whole lot of pizzazz or buzz. The guys that went to the combine did a fairly nice job. So I think it's more of the interview portion that's going to mean a lot for some of the dudes that are going to be over at the Hawks Championship Center.
So, Kevin, so how much of that, do you think we could see any immediate dividends, like kind of the rule factor where because of so many connections and how well-liked he is within the National Football League, and I know some Carolina Panther fans would lead you to believe he isn't, but ton of great relationships that it could be, he could make that call on what guys need to come and be and see what guys in Lincoln?
Yeah, I think so. Obviously, it helps. It doesn't hurt in any way, shape, or form. It kind of reminds me of when Fred Hoiberg was hired at Nebraska with his connections to the NBA and how well-connected he is in the front offices with the different NBA organizations, that everybody on the roster essentially had a chance to maybe get in connection with one of the NBA teams if they wanted to. And I think that's going to be the same case with Nebraska's football players, given Matt Rule's experience in the NFL.
Kevin, I want to ask you a listener question here as we get it on YouTube. It was directed first at DB and I, and we can chime in, but I want to ask you.
Ask smarter people.
Yeah, I want to ask the smartest person, not in the room, but it. We'll say going over the airwaves right now. Diffuse the argument that NU football was, and in quotes, not that bad last year. They were close, end quote. So will wholesale changes, as we are seeing, going to set the program back?
Can we read that again? That was a lot there.
Right. So diffuse the argument that NU football was not that bad last year. They were close. So will wholesale changes, as we are seeing, going to set the program back?
Well, I don't know that I can diffuse the argument that they weren't that bad last year. And they're the EKG up, down, in the middle. You know, we saw everything. The one thing that this coaching staff, I think, can do is just get this team to calm down. And I feel like in the fourth quarter, you know, not just last year, but in 2021, that when things got chaotic, they got outside of themselves. And I think Matt Rule has already identified that, and he's just trying to build a culture in which the team remains poised, composed, and when the game is on the line, that they have strong belief they can get it done. And that doubt is completely gone. And Rule's even said as much many, many times that if you look at the fourth quarters, different things happened. So he wants to have his team trained to perform well at the end of games.
So, Kevin, let me ask you something. If you're kind of – I don't know what side of the fence you're on. So I would always say, listen, if you've been close for 3 or 4 years and you're in this many one-score games and it's kind of the same things, then how close are you really? Do you look at it the other way like, okay, listen, they've been this and couldn't get over the hump, so maybe a new set of eyes will yield different results?
No, I say a loss is a loss. Doesn't matter what it looks like. So even, you know, in basketball, sometimes if you lose by three – you still lost. Yeah, you were close, but it doesn't matter in the record. What's the difference between a 3-point loss and a 10-point loss? Sometimes we can get so caught up in those final 5 minutes. But what's the totality of everything? Is your team good? Is it not good? Is it average? I don't know that I'm in the camp to say that Nebraska's been so close. They just need a little change, and the results are going to come with it.
Especially over time, right?
Yeah, you know, it's everybody uses the phrase bugaboo. I think that's a cop out, in my opinion. You know, they're snake bitten. No, I don't want to be too brash here, but they lost games. Period.
Yeah.
You can really put the magnifying glass on the fourth quarter, but at the end of the day, look at the record.
Kevin, you know, we were talking at the beginning of the show about Husker baseball. I want to change gears here and touch on your variety. And we were talking about games midweek, early mid parts of March versus later on in the season if you can find a way to fit it in during Big Ten play, those one-off games. But at the same time, beside the lack of people, we'll just say, at the game, the biggest issue for Nebraska has been who do you bring in? Like, who can you rely on this pitching staff? And at the beginning of the year, we addressed it and said, it's early. But now we're getting pretty close to the start of Big Ten play, and it's becoming a little more of a thing. What do you kind of see as the biggest issue going on with this team, especially after watching them blow the ninth inning lead?
It's the bullpen. It was the issue in the opening weekend at San Diego, and it was a big issue last night. I mean, there are many ways you can look at what unfolded on Tuesday night at Charles Schwab Field. You know, even in terms of when Nebraska put somebody in the bullpen to start warming up, you know, Sears didn't have it, but I don't know how much time he had to get loose and get his mind right that he was coming into a really close game on a Tuesday night. Guys, I will say this. To answer your question, Andrew, I think the relief pitching is the biggest issue. The biggest takeaway I had out of Tuesday's game between Nebraska and Creighton is Nebraska and Creighton is not even a shadow of what it used to be. If that game is a hotly contested rivalry game, I don't think either team puts themselves in a spot where it's like, oh my goodness, we got to find somebody to try to shut this thing down. No, like, you would throw one of your best pitchers regardless of the circumstance because that game means so much. That was my big takeaway, is that, like, if you rewind to when that thing was at its peak in between 2005 and 2010, tell me that they were going to go deep into the bullpen to try to hope to have somebody who wasn't really ready to shut that thing down. No, if it means something, you make sure your closer's on the diamond, or if not your closer, your setup guy, or heaven forbid, you get a starter that's maybe going to throw on Sunday, just tell him, give me three outs. Get this thing done. We got to win this game.
Kevin, it's interesting because I'm looking at you mentioned like the consistency in terms of what has ailed Nebraska. How much of what you think, because if it's football, we wouldn't have any problems saying it out loud. We'd say, oh, you know, we don't like Coach Whipple, or oh, we're upset with Coach Chenander, or oh, hey, we need to talk about, you know, Coach Riley needing to make defensive coordinator changes. Does the Childress looming over Nebraska's pitching staff and Jeff Christie, is that the elephant in the room that we're not willing to address? Or because we know that guys like Childress are available, we're more apt to say, gosh, you know what? What are we going to do with Coach Christie? You know what I mean?
Still there, Kevin?
Oh, we we might have lost. Oh.
Oh, I heard something on the phone.
Guys, yeah, no, that's a, sorry about that. That's a really, that's a complex question, DB. I mean, yeah, you could maybe look at the there are guys, and we don't want to do them dirty. But at the end, you got to.
Because they're our guys, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you hate to say it, but that's happened maybe more times than Nebraska would like beyond the sport of baseball. Yeah. You know, Scott Frost and his staff. I mean, it made it uncomfortable. So there's just this window of, like, how much grace do you extend to those guys because they are our guys and they have put so much time into the program and they've seen it at its peak. But right now, you know, Will Bolt didn't just walk in the door yesterday. His staff didn't get assembled just 2 weeks ago. They've been here a few years, and the pitching definitely has to improve. And, you know, the starters, they've been okay this year, but the bullpen, major issue, and it's going to cost them. And I think we're all realizing retrospectively how good Spencer Schwellenbach was, not just as a shortstop, but when they could throw him on the mound in the eighth and ninth inning. And he was lights out. A closer, even though they have such limited time on the field, they are one of the most valuable players. And if you don't have a good closer, your record's going to really reflect it at the end of the year.
Mm. Kevin Suits, we appreciate your time this morning. Thanks so much. We'll talk again in 2 weeks.
All right. Thank you, fellas.
Thanks, Kevin.
Coming up next, Kyle Boone here on Coffee and Cream.